भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं एवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 एंटाइटल्ड महाराज निमी मीट्स नव योगेंद्रास। टेक्स्ट नंबर 45। श्री हविर उवाच सर्वभूतेषु यः पश्येत् भगवत भावम आत्मनः भूतानि भगवत्यात्मनि एष भागवत उत्तम। श्री हविर उवाच सर्वभूतेषु यः पश्येत् भगवत भावम आत्मनः भूतानि भगवत्यात्मनि एष भागवत उत्तमम्। श्री हविर उवाच सर्वभूतेषु यः पश्येत् भगवत भावम आत्मनः भूतानि भगवत्यात्मनि एष भागवत उत्तमम्। Matajis. श्री हविर उवाच। श्री हविर सेड सर्वभूतेषु इन ऑल ऑब्जेक्ट्स इन मैटर स्पिरिट एंड कॉम्बिनेशंस ऑफ मैटर एंड स्पिरिट यह एनीवन हु पश्येत सीज भगवत भावम the ability to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Atmanah of the Supreme Spirit Soul or the transcendence beyond the material concept of life. Bhutani all beings. Bhagavati in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atmani, the basic principle of all existence. Eshaha, दिस भागवत उत्तमः अ पर्सन एडवांस्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Havir said, "The most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Consequently, he sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord and understands that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord." Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, so this purport will be studied in four parts over four successive days, today, tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. So I'll be reading the first section of the purport, maybe five parts. Yeah. So I'll be reading the first section of the purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, "Yumam pasyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pasyati tasyaham na pranashyami sacha mena pranashyati." For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Srila Prabhupada comments, "A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature, but in each and every instance he is conscious of Krishna. Knowing that everything is the manifestation of Krishna's energy, nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness." The qualification for seeing Krishna everywhere is given in Brahma Samhita. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santah sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Yam sham sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shyam Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. A devotee of the highest level of spiritual qualification is glorified for the expansiveness of his spiritual vision. For example, when the stalwart demon Hiranyakashipu questioned his self-realized son Prahlad Maharaj as to the whereabouts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Prahlad, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad, being a Mahabhagavat or pure devotee, answered straightforwardly that Supreme Lord is everywhere. The demoniac father then asked if God was in the pillar of the palace. When Prahlad answered yes, Hiranyakashipu, being a bona fide demon, struck the pillar with his sword, trying to kill God, or at least disprove his existence. Thus Lord Narasimhadev, the most ferocious form of the Supreme Lord, immediately appeared and finished forever the illicit program of Hiranyakashipu. Thus Prahlad Maharaj can be accepted as an Uttam Adhikari devotee. A pure devotee is completely free from the tendency to enjoy things separately from Lord's service. He does not see anything in the universe as unfavorable, because he sees everything as the expanded potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee's purpose in existing is to somehow give pleasure, somehow or other, to the Supreme Lord. Thus everything that a pure devotee experiences moment by moment increases his ecstatic loving desire to satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा Hare Krishna. So we seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees. Before attempting to speak something, so this verse, Sarva Bhuteshu Yaha Pashyet, one who sees within everything the soul of all souls, Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanah. Consequently, he sees everything in relationship to the Supreme Lord. Bhutani Bhagavate Atmana. Esha Bhagavata Uttama. Such are the symptoms. Bhagavata Uttama. A person advanced in devotional service. So very wonderful translation and purport about the symptoms of a most advanced transcendentalist. Bhagavata Uttama. Here the example is given of Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, the stalwart bona fide demon Hiranyakashipu. That's how it's written in the purport. Stalwart bona fide demon Hiranyakashipu. And why bona fide? Because he's trying to kill the Lord. As it is mentioned here. Struck the pillar with his sword, trying to kill God or at least disprove his existence. And the most ferocious form of Lord Narasimhadev appeared from the pillar. So the interesting phenomena, which if we take this example, the example of Prahlad is given there, how he could see Supreme Lord within every part of the creation, within the pillar also when he was asked. On one side we have Hiranyakashipu, whose name indicates that he is enjoying amidst the palace of gold and soft bed, his opulences. And amidst full of opulences, enjoying within the gold and soft bed and everything, in spite of that, he's full of anxiety and anger and frustration. We see one of the conversations which I have just noted down here. The conversation which happened in the 8th chapter of 7th canto between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. And some of the words which mention, when Prahlad came in front of Hiranyakashipu and exhibiting his devotion to Supreme Lord, that time it is said, Hiranyakashipu, feeling insulted, began hissing like a snake. Now who is there in front of him? A small boy. And who is there in front of Prahlad? The stalwart demon Hiranyakashipu. And it is said, Yo asmat pito kupita hasa vijrimbita bru. Just by the movement of his eyebrows, demigods would tremble. Prahlad himself is telling in his prayers to Narasimhadev that by the movement of, just by his movement of his eyebrows, demigods would tremble. That was his power. But in spite of that, he is finished by you. So that is on one side, Prahlad is facing Hiranyakashipu. And on one side, Hiranyakashipu is facing Prahlad, who is just a small child, but so much full of fear. Hissing like a snake, as if trampled upon by someone's foot. And then it is mentioned, on the contrary, his son Prahlad was peaceful, mild, and gentle. This is the contrast of a Mahabhagavat and a stalwart bona fide demon. And in Hiranyakashipu's words, look at his words, he says, "O most impudent, most unintelligent disruptor of the family. You rascal, you know when I am angry, all the planets of the three worlds tremble." He says, "You are trying to minimize my value, I am going to kill you. I shall sever your head." Being obsessed with anger, Hiranyakashipu, who was very great in bodily strength, chastised his exalted devotee son Prahlad with harsh words, cursing him again and again. And Prahlad did not do anything. He just glorified the Lord. He did not even challenge him in any his position or anything. He just, in one sense. He said that he chastised and cursing him again and again. Now taking this as our foundational theme, we will see here Hiranyakashipu is so obsessed with self-power. And other side, we will see some examples of the devotees. How when they are challenged in their position, because they see Supreme Personality everywhere, as it is mentioned here, Sarva Bhuteshu Yah Pashyet Bhagavat Bhavam Atmana, they are completely peaceful, completely fearless in any situation of life. And the classic examples taking beginning is Prahlad. On one side, Hiranyakashipu is sitting on soft bed. On other side, Hiranyakashipu has thrown Prahlad in a pit of snakes, which are equally soft. The snakes are soft. And snakes are cool also. So that way, if you see, he is thrown in the pit of snakes. And it is described, thrown in the pit of snakes, he was completely fearless. Now, snakes are considered as the most envious beings. Just 2 days back, we were discussing in Brahmachari class about Kunti Maharani's words in Mahabharata. She says, "I am living in this palace in Hastinapur, and it is like with my 5 sons, and it is like living in a palace of snakes, envious snakes. Where any moment they are going to devour us, they are going to kill us, they're so envious of us. It's not easy to stay with someone who you know fully envious and wants to pull you down and kill you like that." Prahlad was fearless. Lord Rishabhdev is telling in his teachings to his sons. Mahat seva dwaram ahur vimukte tamo dwaram yoshitam sanghi sangam. He is telling them, please serve mahat, mahat seva, mahatmas, serve mahatmas. And then he says, what kind of mahatmas you should look for? He is not giving any external symptoms of mahatmas. He is not telling that they have a tilak and a kantimala and a bead bag. That is not the symptom. They are chanting 16 rounds. No, that is not mentioned. Mahantaste samachitta prashanta. The word uses mahan, such mahatmas. Who are they? Mahantaste samachitta prashanta. Who are equally disposed to all living entities. And prashanta, who was peaceful. Very interesting. Who are peaceful? Who are not agitated or starts chastising or cursing when their position is challenged. When their material security is challenged, when they are insulted, or when, after offering so much affection, you just get rebellion. That's why the word uses vimanyava. Vimanyava suhrida sadhavo ye. Vimanyava means they are free from all anger. And Prabhupada specifically says, one should not, if people are even hostile towards you, one should not have rebellious feelings or grudge or what you say, cruelty towards that person. Vimanyava, free from anger. And Srila Prabhupada says such qualities are required for the devotees of Krishna consciousness movement. Vimanyava suhrida sadhavoye, free from all hostility, all enviousness, enmity. And Prahlad was such a person. Even in the snakes, he could see the Supreme Personality's presence there, and therefore he was completely secure and peaceful. There's another verse which comes in the context of Ritrasur, where Parikshit Maharaj is asking Shukadev Goswami, how is it that he is an asur? Vritrasur, he's an asur. How is it that he can be such an exalted devotee holding such great devotion in his heart? And there again, he's using the word of being peacefulness, and he's telling, Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma. Then again he uses the word prashantatma. Among all muktanam, siddhanam, among all perfected souls, such a soul is very rare. Narayana parayana, who is completely surrendered to Lord Narayan, who sees Lord Narayan everywhere. And the consequent result of seeing Lord Narayan in everyone's heart is sudurlabha prashantatma. Prashantatma, and again the word uses peaceful. They are peaceful. Because the moment one sees Lord everywhere, one becomes completely peaceful. One is not in anxiety of being challenged about one's security in material world, because he's always in the lap of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And same Vritrasu story when it goes further. And the example of Vritrasur, he says, how is it? Then they give the background, look, he was a king, Chitraketu. And as we know the story, he was the king who in 1 week, right, within 7 days, he saw Supreme Lord, Shankarshan. How blessed by his spiritual master, within 1 week, he got the darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was made the head of Vidyadharas, and he's flying in his plane. Free, absolutely free, planet to planet. And he happens in his journey by providence, by the will of providence, by Daiva, he happens to come in front of Lord Shiva and Parvati and makes a comment which Parvati does not like. Now look at Prahlad's position, just comparing two things. Prahlad, one danger which was given is a snake has bitten, or not bitten, is in the pit of snakes, where snakes can bite any time, and that can cause fear. He has no fear, and Hiranyakashipu has so much fear because of Prahlad. Next thing which Hiranyakashipu did was, his agents did was, they threw him from top of a mountain. Is it not? They threw him from top of the mountain. And when they threw him from top of the mountain, this is another example, he was completely fearless. No, imagine being thrown from top of this, you know, first floor only. Somebody commits suicide. Suicide means he has become so hopeless, so fearful of material existence, he doesn't mind facing that fear. Because the material existence has become so fearful. Because he has lost connection with Supreme Personality everywhere. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, these are the practical tests by which one can see one is offering submissive oral reception to Srimad Bhagavatam. What are the practical tests? Three things disappear from the heart. Shoka, moha and bhaya. These are the interesting practical tests. The moment bhaya is gone, which means submissive oral reception is perfect. Which means Bhagavat, as it says, Bhagavat bhavam, Bhagavat bhavana is working. Prahlad was free. Now there is one thing, throwing from a mountain or throwing from first floor or fifth floor or 22nd floor. Another thing which can be very painful can be from a very respectful position, somebody is thrown to a very, very disgraceful position by the will of Daiva, by some past karma. Suddenly somebody is on a very, very respectful high position, and by the karma or Daiva, suddenly is like pulling the rug under the feet, you know. Or Hindi may, you know, say, Jameen khise gai paon tale. Suddenly, Chitraketu is flying, he has no idea in his journey, suddenly he is going to face a moment when the Supreme Goddess Parvati is going to curse. for no reason, not even for any apparent mistake. Nothing. And such a curse that you become asura, who is hated by all divine, demigod, all godly personalities are going to hate you. And that is the again one incident where we see Chitraketu is completely unaffected. And he speaks such mild. And there again it is said, he is so mild and so gentle because he sees the hand of Daiva behind. And he speaks beautiful verses. Guna pravaha etasmin. Ka shapa ka nu anugraha kim sukham dukham eva va. What is the next one? Kim swarga naraka. What is swarga and what is narak? You put me on top of the mountain, you throw me into the snakes. Kim sukham, kya sukh hai aur kya dukh hai? Guna pravaha etasmin, this is just the pravaha of guna. And guna are completely under the control of the Supreme Lord. Kaha shapaha, ka no anugraha, what is a blessing and what is a curse? Because such a person has the vision, this vision. Sarva bhuteshu yaha pashyet. One who sees Supreme Lord present in everyone's heart. Another incident, just few days, I think on Tuesday was Sri Ramananda Rai's disappearance. Yeah, one of the tithis was there, Ramananda Rai's tithi disappearance. Yeah. And we have the picture, here is the picture. Yeah, here is the, right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals his identity to Ramananda Rai. Now in the conversation which is happening, after all the question and answers, and Lord Chaitanya is going to leave from the banks of Godavari, continuing his South India Yatra, and that time Ramananda Rai asks him, he says, I have a doubt. Since the time you have come, I am carrying this doubt. He says, when you came, actually, in that pastime, Prabhupada quotes this verse. Exactly at that connection. He says, when you came, I saw you as a sannyasi, as a mendicant. But now during conversation, after having conversation, how is it that now I am seeing you as a beautiful Shama Sundar form holding a flute? And then I can see that that Shama Sundar is covered with a golden luster. And Lord Chaitanya is sitting in a humble mood and he's telling, in spite, before actually he gives this vision, Lord Chaitanya tries to, you know, sidetrack the topic. And he says, oh no, no, this is the glory of the Mahabhagavats like you. Esha, forget the line, Esha Bhagavata Uttama. Esha Bhagavata Uttama. This is the Mahabhagavat ka sign hai, this is a symptom. And what is the sign? And he speaks these beautiful words. Sthavara jangam dekhi. What is that? Na dekhe tar murti. Tar murti. Sthavara jangam dekhi na dekhe tar murti. When a Mahabhagavat. That's how the shloka is, right? Is it right? Sarvatra hai nij ishta deva sphurti. What a beautiful statement. He says, sthavara jangam. When somebody sees a movable and immovable object, na dekhe tar murti, he doesn't see the murti, the form which is evident or present in front of him. What does he see? Sarvatra hoy nij ishta deva sphurti. Sarvatra hoy, sarvatra sarvada, at all places, at all times, hoy, what happens, what manifests, nij ishta deva sphurti. Sphurti, the manifestation. He just sees the Supreme Lord manifested in different forms in front of him. That's all he sees. Sometimes he sees favorable, sometimes he sees unfavorable apparently, but he only sees sarvatra hai nija ishta deva sphurti. That's all he sees. About it. In last three days, you know, sometimes question, how many of you, raise hands, how many of you experienced a situation, faced a situation where you were in some circumstance which was completely unfavorable, or you were with a person whom you just don't like to be with, or you were in an object which you don't like, which is not according to your desire. Please raise hands. If in last 3 days, 1 week, let's say 1 week, let's increase the duration. Don't feel shy, I think. And then how many of us were in situation or with people or with circumstances we like very much? We were happy. Isme bhi kisi ko haath nahi uthana. But you were sleeping last 7 days or what? Completely unsupportive audience. Anyway, by laughing you support it at least. Sarvatra nija ishta deva spurti says, anything movable, non-movable, anything favorable, unfavorable, anything up to your like or not to your like, sarvatra hai nija ishta deva spurti. Lord Chaitanya is telling, this is, you only see your ishta dev manifested, this is your glory. I am not Shyam Sundar, it's your glory, you are seeing that. This is the quality of Mahabhagavat. In fact, in the questions between Ramananda Raya and Lord Chaitanya, that question, if you see, he says, what is, now see the kind of, they are so much like to the point, you know. He says, what is the most of all vidyas, which is the most important vidya? He says, that vidya which teaches us about transcendental devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, of all the topics to listen to, which is the most glorious of the topics? He says, the glories of loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Of all the gana, of all the topics to sing, to speak, which is the most glorious topic? He says, loving affairs of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Of course, Srila Prabhupada warns, that doesn't mean that we should start speaking about loving affairs without being qualified. He said, there was a mundane rogue. He speaks in the, he writes in this thing. He says that whenever he hears about Radha and Krishna, he remembers the barber's wife Radha. Prabhupada writes in the purport. And I was giving a lecture on Radhashtami in some place. And this man came to me, Prabhuji, throughout your lecture I was thinking about my wife Radha. How she is causing problems to me. And my fights every day. Prabhupada said, these people are not supposed to hear Radha Krishna affairs because they just can't understand. But the highest, Ramananda Raya, the conversation is, which is the highest? Loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Provided we are qualified. Then he says, which is the highest Shravana, Gana? Which is the highest topic for Smarana? He says, of all the topics for Smarana, the best is the transcendental name, pastimes and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, of all the pastimes for Dheya, for meditation, which is the best? Lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Like 21 days our many pujaris were engaged, meditation, full meditation, the highest, Chandan Yatra. And then he says, interesting. So he's always saying the glories of Radha Krishna, the glories of Radha Krishna. Now he says, of all the topics of Upasya. What is Upasya? Worshipable. Of all the topics of worshipable, which is the highest worshipable object? That time he says, please notice this. He says, the highest worshipable object is the holy names of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada writes in the bracket, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I really like this because here he's putting the Hare Krishna, the holy names on the top. And then he says, what is that which is the highest kirti? Kirti is to become devotee of the Supreme Lord. What is that which is the highest Dhan, who is the most dhani? Who has love for Radha and Krishna, he is dhani. And what is the highest dukkha? Dukkha is to be away from the association of devotees. That is the highest dukkha. And what is the biggest shreya? Is to get the association. Shreya. And what is the highest moksha? To get love of Radha and Krishna. And what is the highest vasa? To reside in Vrindavan and think of Radha and Krishna. This is only one thing. Focused on the goal, Shri Radha and Krishna. That's Ramananda Raya. And continuing with our series of example, we considered Prahlad, we considered Chitraketu, Vritrasur. We see Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is another example. He is fully Sthavara Jangama Dekhi Na Dekhe Tara Murti. Now what Parikshit Maharaj? He is such a king who is keeping age of Kali out of the whole planet. He is keeping age of Kali. Kali cannot conquer. And a small immature Brahman who in just social hierarchy, he is higher than Parikshit. Right? In Varnashram he is higher. He is a Brahman. But he is immature. And then he curses. He curses Parikshit, you die. Your kingdom should finish. You are on this kingly post. You should, what do you say? Parikshit is cursed. And here Hiranyakashipu is also cursing. He respects just because, I mean, what's the reason? Prabhupada says he could have counter-cursed or he could have protected himself against that curse. Is it not? Prabhupada says that. He says that. He did not do that. He just respected, just because a Brahmanical order, even if that person is immature, just because somebody high who is representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if that is immature, sarvatra haya nija ishta deva sphurti, for him it is not the immature or mature Brahman, for him what is manifested is the hand of the Supreme Lord, and he accepts that with grace. I mean, these are very interesting and high things. At least we can enjoy speaking about it and discussing about it. And someday we hope to aspire for that consciousness. As I always like this example, you know, we have this gold here. This is gold. You sit there facing the wall and you brush against it, the gold also comes on you sometimes. Therefore we are told not to sit touching the wall, especially where gold leafing is there. When we speak these qualities, we consider this Mahabhagavatas, we little brush against their association, some qualities sprinkle. Sarva bhuteshu yaha pashyet, we also get the strength to see Supreme Lord in every living entity. And get that fearlessness. Kaha shapa, kaha anugraha. What is it, that verse? Narayana parayana? Na kutaschana vibhyati. Swarga apavarga narkeshu. Api tulyartha darshanam. So when one sees that, he sees swarga, he sees narka, apavarga, sarvatra hai nija, ishtadeva sphurti, he is in love with the Supreme Lord. And another example was, yeah, so Parikshit, we were discussing, yeah. So he is thrown, and then Parikshit speaks this great verse in front of the sages. He says, tasseva meghasya paravaresho, vyasakta chittasya griheshu abhikshanam, nirveda mula dvijashapa rupo. Nirveda mula, he says, this shapa, this curse which has, no, he sees curse as a great benediction. This curse has come upon me as a great benediction. Because I was very strongly attached. And this curse has helped me to become detached. Nirveda mula dvija shap, dvija brahman ka shap, shap ka roop leke aya hai ye benediction. Kaha shap, kaha anugraha. And there's another example of Vidurji. When he is thrown out by Duryodhan, not only Duryodhan, all his brothers, the word written there in the translation, if I correctly remember, it says, toss him out of the palace immediately. Throw him out. And same thing Vibhishan was doing for Ravan. He was offering all good advice. And same thing is glorified about Vibhishan there, and same thing is glorified about Vidura there. Duryodhan does not want Vidura in the kingdom. Throw him out. Duryodhan is not ready to handle Vidura's advice. And Vidurji, now purport says, Duryodhan was illusioned by the Mahamaya potency of the Lord. The same potency which was taking the role of Mahamaya for Duryodhan, bewildering Duryodhan and throwing Vidura out, same Mahamaya was acting as Yogamaya for Vidurji, who is a Bhagavata Uttama, who sees Supreme Lord Sarvatra Haya Nija, Ishta Deva Sphurti. Please recite. Sthavara Jangama Dekhe, Na Dekhe Tara Murti, Sarvatra Haya Nija, Ishta Deva Sphurti. स्थावर जंगम देखे न देखे तार मूर्ति सर्वत्र हय निज इष्ट देव स्फूर्ति स्थावर जंगम देखे न देखे तार मूर्ति सर्वत्र हय निज इष्ट देव स्फूर्ति. Such is the Esha Bhagavata Uttama Sarva Bhuteshu, one who sees that everywhere. And when Vibhishan was cursed, Vibhishan was thrown out. Now this concept of Yoga Mahamaya is so beautiful. Duryodhan is cursing, yelling, screaming, getting angry, insulting him, throwing harsh words, and Vidura is peaceful. And same thing, Ravan and his son are throwing out Vibhishan. And Vibhishan on his way to Lord Ram's place, he is in divine bliss. Look at the statement in the purport, which says, it says, thus everything that a pure devotee experiences, moment by moment, increases his ecstatic loving desire to satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord. It increases his ecstasy. That is the depth of a devotee. Outside all mess going on, but inside his ecstasy is increasing because his connection with the Supreme Lord is going deeper. Premanjana, because he is developing premanjana. He is seeing from the eyes tinged with the pulp of love, as it says. We were discussing Kunti Maharani's prayer, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that sometimes when we are too much in our comfort zone, Lord has to apply the ointment of dangers to cure our comfort disease. He has to apply the ointment of danger. Interesting words there. And Vibhishan is going to Lanka and he is thinking, today I am going to see those lotus feet of the Lord which traverse throughout the forest of Dandakaranya. These are the lotus feet which stepped over, what was the lady who became the stone? Ahalya, and delivered Ahalya. Today I am going to take shelter of those lotus feet. These are the lotus feet. Look at the meditation. He is so much in ecstasy on just thrown out. After being thrown out, his ecstasy is doubling. Because now, because his meditation is perfect. And he's thinking, I am going to see those lotus feet which delivered Ahalya, which went running after Maricha in that forest and purified the whole Dandakaranya forest. I am going to see those lotus feet. And today I am going to see those lotus feet which are held so dear to Bharat, because of which he is staying in that forest doing austerity, remembering Lord Ram all the time and handling the whole responsibility of Ayodhya. And today I am going to see that lotus feet because of which Mother Sita did not fall prey to the temptations of Ravan in spite of so much opulence being offered. Sita is doing tapasya for so many months because she is happy holding those lotus feet. Because Ravan was telling Sita, what Ram has given you? Tapasya, tapasya, and tapasya, and tapasya, that's all. And after getting Sita back also, what Ram gave in one sense, from external perspective. Later on, fir tapasya. But he is wondering, what is the beauty of those lotus feet? Today I am going to see those lotus feet. And his ecstasy is increasing. So in Ravan's curse also, sarva bhuteshu yaha pashed sarvatra haye nij isht deva sfurti. And then in the last example of Narada. Narada also, when his mother passed away, I wrote down the statement from Prabhupada's purports. It says, Prabhupada writes, confidential devotees see in every step a benedictory direction of the Lord. Narada's mother passed away, and Narada is telling, thank you Lord. Not thank you, but in one sense, it's benediction. One of our brahmacharis mother read this in Bhagavatam, heard somewhere, and she is telling, all the brahmacharis are praying their mother should die. I said, no, it's not like that. It's not that we are praying that mother should die. And she is telling, I know. Tum to khush hoge, main mar jaungi to. It's not like you'll be happy when somebody dies. But the context here, Narad Muni is telling, the only shelter I had, he's trying to see good in whatever happens. Not that he's trying to create bad in everything. Okay, let them die. No, if death has happened, let us see good in that. My only shelter was taken away. But then, how to get such a vision? We are only talking about sarva bhuteshu yah pashyet. That's a very high vision. How to get that vision? Prabhupada writes here, and disciples write in the purport, the qualification for seeing Krishna is stated in Brahma Samhita. Qualification for seeing Krishna. What qualification is required? Premanjana Charita. Only when the eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. A devotee of the highest level of spiritual qualification is glorified for the expansiveness of his spiritual vision. And as Ramananda Rai said, what is the most important upasya, worshipable object, is the holy name. We can't see everywhere Krishna because we are too much affected by material affection. That's why a holy name cannot actually enter the ears and give us that love. There is one verse which Vidura says to Maitre Rishi. It says, the glories of hearing Krishna Katha. How does it start? Yaha karna nadim purushasya yato. Anybody knows how it starts? Yaha karna nadim purushasya yato bhava pradam geha ratim chinnati. He says, when this Lord's Leela and pastimes and holy name enters through the holes of the ear, karna nadim purushasya yato, when it enters the holes of the ear, there is a revolution which takes place. It is a good beginning, I forgot. Yeah, kastripnu yata tirtha pado bhidanat satreshu swarg. Thank you. All the folios are sitting here, Veda base. Thank you very much. So, Suribhi Idyamana, the great demigods are also worshipping that Lord. And who will be satisfied hearing that katha? Because once that katha enters the ears, the holes of the ears, yaha karna nadim, what happens? Purushasya yato, what is the last line? Bhava pradam geharatim. What is geharatim? Affection, material affection for the family, for the objects of this world. Which obstruct our vision from seeing nija ishta devas furti. Which obstruct our vision to see manifestation of the Lord everywhere because the holy name and the katha is not properly entering. nowadays such a disease, you know. Everyone, not I wouldn't say everyone, but so many times we see people are playing with the mobile while chanting. I mean, I don't know if I have the right to say that, but it breaks the heart. It breaks the heart. So many rounds finish while playing with the mobile. Of course, then we can't judge also someone. And I can tell you one experience of mine, based on which I understand I should not judge someone. One time I was chanting with a mobile, and not that I never get distracted, I also get many times, all the time distracted. I was chanting with the mobile and one devotee said, "Hey, what are you doing? Chanting with the mobile." And then in my heart I felt, you know what I was doing? In my heart, I didn't say him, you know what I was doing? Sometimes I do, I mean SMS, I have done such mistakes, but this is the time, because my mind was distracted, on my mobile there were many statements glorifying the holy name and I was trying to meditate on that. So then what thought came to me, similarly when I see others, I should not be judgmental, we don't know what they are doing. But at the same time we know that this disease also exists of distraction. And when that holy name will not enter the ears, how the Geharatim and how this statement which is there, a pure devotee experiences movement by movement, ecstatic, loving desire to satisfy transcendental senses. How that increase of ecstasy will take place when the holy name and katha will not enter and will leak out somewhere. How that Premanjana Churita will awaken. How that process where Vidura is speaking with such ecstasy, and another verse he speaks on this, Harer Padanu Smritir. You meditate Nirvritasya. He says you are meditate on the lotus feet of the Hari with increasing ecstasy all the time. And what happens? Samasta dukkha peyama shudatya. All the dukkha have to go down. Immediately vanish. So therefore Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, he says, Prem paana to bahut unchi baat hai. To get love of Lord is very, very high. For that you need special mercy. But at least, when you hear submissively, your shoka, your moha and bhaya has to immediately vanish. Wo to hoga hi hoga. Then you say, kah shapa, kah anugraha, kim sukham, kim dukham, kah swarga, kah narakova. And that's what we pray in the morning to Tulsi Maharani also, you know. What is that? He's saying, you know, Morae abhilash, vilas kunje diyo vas, nayane heribo sada, yugal ruparasi. E nivedana dharo, sakhirano gata karo, sevayadhi karadije koro nijadasi. Yes. Morae abhilash, what is second line? Moraya Abhilash, Vilas Kunje Diyavas, Nayane Heribo Sada, let me behold. That's what he said. Sarva Bhuteshu Yaha Pashed, one who sees Tara Nihay Nija Ishta Deva Sphurti, manifestation of one's Ishta Dev, he is a Bhagavat Uttama. And just one last point, I'll take one more minute. Srila Prabhupada, this Prabhupada says in, this disciple say in the purport, very beautiful line. A pure devotee is completely free from tendency to enjoy things separately from Lord's service. He does not see anything in the universe as unfavorable. Now here the point is, he is free from tendency to enjoy things separate from Lord's service. Srila Prabhupada went to America. Look at the prayer which he wrote in Boston, I guess, Markina Bhagavad Dharma. He wrote there. Now, who after going to America first time, I mean, I am telling, when you go to the West for the first time, and you really see the comforts there, and you see the fun there, and you see how people have peace, and you're so free from, different from India, first vision cannot be, you don't feel pity on them. You don't feel pity on them. One person was telling me that he first time went to West, and as soon as he got down at the airport, everything was so good, and in the city, he said all the Bollywood songs came to his mind that how he can enjoy. That he was singing and he was feeling like I should fly free now. I don't want to sing those songs, otherwise instead of this something else will come. But he said Prabhupada, as soon as he went there, he felt how pity. They are under rajo and tamogun. He says he is free from tendency to enjoy things separately from Lord's service. What a consciousness. Such are the characteristics of Bhagavata Uttama. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.